When I went to the church to pray after my cancer diagnosis, I opened the Bible to the first chapter of the Gospel of John. The passage I've just read is from the first chapter of the first letter of John, which is very similar. In the Gospel of John, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In this beginning of the first letter of John, we read, "We speak of the Word of life that was from the beginning, the eternal life that was with the Father." In the Gospel of John, we go on to read, "And the Word was made flesh." In the first letter of John, we read, "This life became visible." The Word, the life that is eternal, that is from the beginning, that is with God, that is God, is given to us, is made visible to us, is made flesh for our sake. This Word is offered to us, this life, the life that is from the beginning, from before time began. This life is offered to us so that, as St. John says in this reading, we may share life. We may share life with God. We may share in the life that is from the beginning. This fellowship with ours, he says, this fellowship of ours is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The eternal Word of God, the eternal life of God is made visible, is made flesh, so that we can see him. John the Apostle saw him and heard him and touched him. And he is incarnate. He is made flesh. He is visible. Not only during his earthly lifetime, but that incarnation continues. Jesus is forever God and man. The incarnation that took place in time is something that continues forever. And the visibility of Jesus to us is no longer in a human body among other human bodies walking around in this world, but is most especially in the sacraments and in the sacrament, the Blessed Sacrament, whom we adore tonight. The Word is made visible to us and shares his life with us. In this holy hour, and in our holy hours every week, we pray for the sick. We pray for their healing. And what is healing but the restoration of life? God has given us biological life. God has given us incarnate life for a span of years in this world. And we pray for our brothers and sisters whose biological life, whose incarnate life, is compromised, is threatened. We pray for the restoration of their life, for their health. But what St. John proclaims, both in the first chapter of his gospel and the first chapter of his first letter, is that God also gives us his own life, the life that is forever. And as we pray for the sick, we pray also, and we pray especially for that life. We pray that our brothers and sisters who are suffering illness may receive the grace of the life of God, may receive the grace of everlasting life. The Word, the eternal Word that was made flesh in Jesus Christ, came to us through Mary. Came to us physically through Mary. Jesus comes into our world, is manifested in our world through the womb of the Virgin Mary, in the womb of the Virgin Mary. But Jesus comes first. The Word is made flesh, the life is made visible first through Mary's will, through Mary's choice. The Word is not made flesh in Mary until she gives her consent, until she speaks her fiat, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." And as the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the incarnation of the Word of God in the man Jesus Christ, is something that continues. Jesus continues to come to us as God and man, continues to make himself visible to us, and to extend his communion to us as God made man. So Jesus continues to come to us through the will of the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary, who said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word," when God became man 2,000 some years ago, continues to give her fiat. And as we pray for the sick today, we pray that the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose Annunciation The Annunciation to her of the angel Gabriel we celebrate this evening. We begin to celebrate this evening and continue to celebrate tomorrow. We pray that the Blessed Virgin Mary would give her fiat, be it done. Be it done to them. Be it done to our sick brothers and sisters for whom we pray. Be it done unto them according to your word, according to your will, according to your love. We pray for Mary's intercession for our brothers and sisters who are ill, and that the life of God, the eternal life of God, may come to them as it has come to us through the fiat of the Blessed Virgin Mary.